The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to the big one this weekend, the McTavish Cup Final, where two giants of the game go into battle at Bacht Park in Inverness for the season's first piece of silverware. Alongside me, as always, is a former McTavish Cup winner, ex-Fort William manager and Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, everyone.
All set for the big one?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, park's looking fantastic. Popped down to see it today. All this rain and sunshine's been brilliant, looking fantastic.
And it's, you know, quite appropriate. We'll obviously go on to talk more in detail about the big one, but you know, as I said, two big clubs, Fort William and King Nussey, both you know, eager to win the first piece of silverware of the season.
Yeah, but Fort William's last chance. That's one thing, you know. Can you see you've got a number of irons in the fire? Well, you only have this one, really, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with a summary, round by round, of this year's competition. Here's Paul Stevenson.
The first round saw six fixtures take place and an amazing return of 35 goals. 11 of them were scored by Newton Moore as they hammered North Division 1 Skye, with Danny McRae and Glenn McIntosh helping themselves to hat-tricks. Fort William were also amongst the goals, with Gordy McKinnon and Gary Innes scoring doubles in their 6-2 away win at Strathglass. Kilmally won the all-Premier Division tie with Glen Eyre at 4-2 with the help of extra time. Caberfae and Bewley recorded wins over Loch Carron and Inverness, while the shock of the round saw Premier side Lovett out at the hands of Kinloch Shiel. Holders King Nussey entered at the quarter-final stage and got an almighty scare, up against heroes from round one, Kinloch Shiel. Ronald Ross, playing in his first game of the season, scored a double, but his second was the important one. A last-minute winner in extra time, with the scores level at 2-2. Lochaber also got a first-round bye, but couldn't get the better of their local rivals Kilmally, losing by 2-1. Bewley saw their McTavish dreams ended, losing 5-0 to Newton Moore, while Caberfae lost 3-0 away to Fort William. There was no doubting where tie of the round was in the semi-finals, with Fort William away to Newton Moore. The reigning champions beat Fort the week before in the league, but Fort were to gain revenge in a real classic encounter. John McLeod edged the black and yellows in front, but Paul MacArthur pulled one back from the home team. But two goals in the last 10 minutes from Brian Simpson and John McDonald were enough to see Peter McIntyre's men progress. King Nussey faced Kilmally in a repeat of last year's final, which the then North Division 1 side narrowly lost out on. Once more, Ronald Ross was on the score sheet, grabbing a hat-trick, and a single from Thomas Borthwick made it 4-1, but two late goals from Michael Roger and John Stewart made the scoreline look more respectable at 4-3.
King Nussey dominated the last decade of McTavish Cup Shinty with 7 wins and beat Kilmally in last year's cup competition. Manager Stevie Borthwick is looking forward to appearing in another final.
Really looking forward to it. Boys are well up for it. Feel that a little bit of score to settle for William over the Scottish Cup result last year, and we feel we've progressed a wee bit in our play and the manner we approach the game. So yeah, we're looking forward to the first big final of the year.
It's the first kind of piece of silverware up for grabs. There's also an extra kind of incentive this weekend, and you know, you'll be keen to get the first kind of trophy in the bag.
It'd be very nice to capture the McTavish Cup again, but yeah, for Oymer, no pushovers, and after that bad result they had against Newton Moore, they'll be well up to show everyone that they're not a spent force. If maybe some people are starting to write them off, but no, for Williams, they definitely got the ammunition to come away with a result on Saturday.
Speaking to the Fort William camp there, they're obviously desperate to win the trophy as much as you guys as well. But you know, as you say, there that kind of awful result for them a few weeks ago, Newton Moore, and they're extra keen. I mean, Gary Innes even said that, you know, it might be their only chance of a silverware this season. So they'll be as keen as anyone to win this weekend.
Well, absolutely, and you know, they've obviously got the big players at Fort William, and I'm sure they can lift their spirits for the rest of the team and lift the play for the game on Saturday. And as you probably rightly pointed out, it could well be their last chance to silverware this year. So yeah, you know, looking at that, they've got to be going, you know, 100% for this.
From a King Nussey point of view as well, obviously going into the game on the back of some good form as well, and progression into the Macaulay Cup next round after beating Lovett at the weekend.
Yeah, a good result against Lovett, who they always come to Kinsey and give us a really good game, and a good team Lovett, you know, and they always turn up. And I always feel it for Lovett as a matter of them fielding the team they're week in and week out, which they don't seem to be doing, but, you know, when they do field their strongest team, they're really, really good force.
And obviously, the you know, the cup itself, McTavish Cup, you'll want to keep a hold of it. You are the holders. You go into the game, you know, with that advantage as well. And you've had, you know, a good success in the McTavish Cup. You made the final in the last couple of years as well.
Yeah, undoubtedly, the McTavish Cup has been one of the competitions we've done well in over the last 20 years. And, you know, with the transformation that we've been making over the last few years, we've gone from maybe a rather aged team to quite a young team who are gaining, you know, all the experience they can at a very young age, which, well, can only be good for us.
We spoke about, you know, Fort Williams' kind of determination to win their first trophy and what could be their only trophy of the season as well. But from your point of view, you know that you know, you'll want this trophy to act as a springboard for even more success this term.
Well, certainly, if, you know, if we can come away with a win on Saturday, it's going to give us that much more confidence. And, you know, that's the key thing to sport these days, is, you know, your confidence level is at the high, and you're going into a game, you're confident you're going to win. You're undoubtedly going to win, you know. So, especially with us, with quite a lot of young lads in the team, you know, it's important for us to make sure that their confidence level is high.
And I think you touched on it early on there, Stevie, about the revenge from the Camara Cup as well. I mean, that was a tremendous final, probably not for from a Kinusi point of view, but you know, certainly for the neutral spectator and a big crowd expected at Bacht Park on Saturday. And whoever's going down to the final will expect a kind of really closely contested but exciting battle.
Yeah, I think everyone can look forward to a good game. And yeah, the revenge point of view from us is that we probably played a lot better than we expected in the Camara Cup final. And, you know, given Fort Williams' experience, we've come away from that day thinking, well, goodness me, we could have won that, and we could have won it well. But it didn't happen, and we probably had a wee bit of lack of experience on the day, which might have made it happen if we had the experience. But, no, certainly we're a year down the line, and we're a young team that are just a wee bit more experienced, and we're hopefully that we won't freeze on the day. And I don't think we will. I really don't, because we've got a young confident side with one or two experienced players, you know, with Ronald Ross obviously been out for most of the season, and now he's coming back and slowly working his way back to full fitness. And I've noticed a notable difference in him over the last 3-4 weeks, and just with him returning to form at the right time could be a key factor in this one.
And chipping in with the goals as well. You know, it's you know, it's a goal scoring machine. But for William, I don't think, did he play the last time you met him in the Premier Division? No.
No, he had been out that day, and yeah, and there's no doubt about it. You know, he's one of these goal scorers that you just can't stop, and well, unless you're double marking him like William did last year, I can't see him doing that this year. But certainly one way of stopping him, but I haven't seen any other way that we can stop him, to be honest.
Well, from your point of view, you'll hope that Fort William don't stop him this weekend. Best of luck, Stevie, and hopefully it's a red and blue ribbons on the trophy this weekend.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
Kinusi manager Stevie Borthwick on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, Kinusi, you know, can go into this final as the favourites on form, and obviously their previous history in this cup competition as well.
Yeah, from 1988 they've only lost it 5 times, 3 to Fort William and 2 to Newton Moore, so it's kind of their trophy, isn't it, since 88.
Mm-hmm. They won it last year, beat Kamali in the final, struggled against, well, not struggled, but lost out to Newton Moore in the season before, and back in 2007 Fort William did beat them, so they have a kind of stranglehold on the cup. And yeah, I think they go into the game as a kind of with the favourites tag.
I think they are. I think last year's win was actually a turning point in their season, because they were developing last season. They had a really good season, all considering, you know, how they perceived they weren't going to chase this and weren't going to chase that. But they came out, won the McTavish, and that gave them the impetus to carry on and then challenge well in the Camara and win the Macaulay. So, you know, it's kind of a different turnaround this year because Fort William are on, you know, people would perceive they're on the way down. So it's an interesting watershed for the season.
Stevie did say there he has a quite a young side, and as you touched on, a kind of developing side as well. They had a kind of sticky start to the season, in a bit of inconsistency, dropping points, but the return of Ronald in the McTavish Cup quarter-finals against Kinloch Shiel has really, you know, given them that real boost, and they've kicked on from there, and he'll be a big player for them this weekend, as always.
Well, the younger boys will have got a boost with Ronald coming back, you know, and his quality, they're going to improve anyway. I think Stevie's got some injuries, well, maybe not injuries, but some worries on Saturday. There are a number of guys have been missing for weeks. Ali McLeod, Louis Monroe, Ian Bothwick. There's a number of guys maybe struggling a little bit.
Well, as I say, we'll touch on Fort William a bit later. They did win at the weekend, but 2 weeks ago they lost very heavily to Needham Moor. Does that game come into Stevie Borthwick's thinking? Does he, you know, try and do what Needham Moor did a few weeks ago and try and exploit that defence?
I think he'd be more hoping that Fort William play in the same vein, to be honest. No, the Fort William defence will be completely changed because they're missing two of the players that played against Newton Moore.
Mm-hmm. And Ronald Ross, you know, Stevie did say there that you know, that they double marked him last year in the Camana Cup final as well. Would you expect them to do that this weekend?
No, Stephen will learn an awful lot from that. He'll realise the ploy that they, or Kanishi didn't actually handle that very well. It was an easy to solve it, and he didn't manage to solve it that day.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they won't get, Kanishi never get caught out twice the same way.
And in terms of, I mean, obviously King UCR are, will we, you know, believe that they are going to be title contenders alongside Needham Moor and Cairns Athletic? Maybe not so much for William, but King UCR, you know, this is the season's kind of first piece of silverware up for grabs. They'll want to win it and go on from there.
It's Fort William's last chance and a great stepping stone for Canusi. That's what they used it for last season. It was a great stepping stone. Showed the young guys, yeah, we can win. Gave them great confidence. They know they can win. They believe in it. Fort William, on the other hand, it's been difficult for them. It'd be interesting how strong they are mentally if they go behind two goals.
So to come in part two of the MFR Shinty Show, we'll hear from the Fort William camp and their star man Gary Innes.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Welcome back to the MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2. Let's continue our McTavish Cup final preview and hear from the Fort William camp. Here's their star man Gary Innes, who I caught up with yesterday. Gary, first of all, how much are you looking forward to the first kind of big final of the season?
Well, greatly looking forward to, you know, being up there with looking for the first silverware of the season and against our old rivals, can you see again as well? So it'll be very interesting as well. We haven't played each other in a couple of months now, so we'll be looking forward to see where we are in comparison to them as well.
Like you say, you know, it's your old rivals, and I'm sure it'll be a classic final. You know, both teams very capable of beating each other. Obviously, last year's Camara Cup final as well was an exciting affair. So the fans should expect something similar this weekend.
Well, I think so. Yeah, definitely. I think both clubs have had their kind of ups and downs this season, probably for Ryan more than can you see, but with the introduction of Ronald Ross coming back in and being their skipper and everything this year as well, I think that'll certainly give them a big boost. Unfortunately, we're missing a couple of key defenders in Neil Robertson and Liam McIntyre this weekend due to holidays and family weddings, but so we'll have to kind of rejuggle things at the back a bit as well. And I mean, one thing for sure is that the fans will certainly get plenty end-to-end action. I'm certain of that.
You mentioned there, you know, kind of ups and downs. Obviously, you know, a couple of weeks ago it wasn't a great result for the club, losing to Needham Moor in the Cameron Act, but you know, you beat Needham Moor in the semi-finals to reach here, so you know the side is more than able of pulling off a good result.
Well, absolutely. I mean, one thing unfortunately this year for Oyam is we've been very, very inconsistent, and more than most years. I mean, we've always been a club that's never really managed to go the whole season without losing to somebody that we should have beaten or drop points in places where we should have dropped points. But that's one thing that, you know, after a couple of weeks ago as well, we really just didn't turn up in the day at all after beating them in the semi-finals only 2 weeks earlier. And well, I think the results showed that as well. The same boys, the same squad, a bunch of players that lose, you know, that can lose 8-1 can also win 3-1 2 weeks earlier. So we'll just have to obviously turn up with the right head on and the right frame of mind on Saturday, and we will do. That's without a shadow of a doubt. You know, we will do. Certainly be nothing taken for granted this weekend, and we'll go out and give it our best, and if we lose the day, then we've lost a better team, and that's it.
I know a lot of folk will say, you know, it was Glenorchy last weekend, but the most important thing, you know, was for you last weekend was to get a win under your belt, and an emphatic one at that as well.
Well, that's right, we needed to. We needed to get goals last weekend and get the morale up for the team and the club as well, because after that 8-1 defeat earlier, then, you know, it was pretty much the worst result in the club's history, certainly since my senior career, and probably in many of the older lads' senior career as well. So we really needed to step up the mark and come out with a bigger and better result this week, and that's what we did. So I think, you know, we put ourselves in a good position for this week, and the forwards have found 9 goals between them as well, so that's always a blessing before getting a big final, and fingers crossed we can keep pushing forward and working on that as well this weekend.
And obviously it's a marker for the season ahead as well. I know that you know, you're out the Cameron Act as well, but to win the McTavish Cup, how much will it mean to you personally and for the club as well?
Well, I think personally, we haven't won it in a good number of years now as well. So, you know, winning any silverware in any sport is a great achievement. So, and to be honest, realistically, I think that's all Fort William can really look forward to this season, unless we really buck up our ideas and start stringing some good results in the league. Then I think the McTavish Cup is as high as we can realistically aim for at the minute. So we really have to. We'll all be going 100% and really looking forward to it. And if we are lucky enough to win it, then it will be another great achievement and another lovely medal to add to our recent success of the last few years, which we're obviously looking to continue to build.
Excellent stuff, Gary. Best of luck on Saturday, bud, and all the best team win, eh?
Thanks.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Fort William Starman Gary Innes on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, we spoke to Gary a few weeks ago, just before the Newton Moore game in the Premier Division, and Drew was very honest and very upfront, and he said if we lose that game, then we're out of the title race. And saying there, very realistic about him as well, he's saying that basically this is our main chance of silverware this season.
Yeah, it is the best chance, it's the last chance. Gary also mentioned that the Fort William team that beat Newton Moore was the same team that had lost to Newton Moore a couple of weeks later, but it was the same team but not in the same positions. They had moved Duncan Rogers into half forward, where he's kind of a mainstay defender, you know, and to do that, it's a wrong time to gamble, you know. And this week I would be saying to Duncan Rogers, you're our captain this year, you'll go and pick up Ronald Ross, their captain, and you'll stop him. You'll just go straight out and tell him that's your job
and mark him.
Yep.
I mean, obviously they responded last week beating Glenorchy 9-0, and as I said to Gary, I know it's Glenorchy and people will say, oh, it's only them, you know, bottom of the Premier Division, but the main thing was, you know, to bounce back from that that loss last week and grab a few goals in the process too.
Yeah, and again, Daniel Stewart's been their second top goal scorer, didn't feature against Newton Moore. They bring him back in against Glenorchy and he scores goals again. He keeps on getting the goals when he's getting games, so, you know, they have to go down the Canisi route, which Canisi did last year, was trust the young fellas, give them a chance, let them play.
What would it mean if Fort William don't win any silverware this season?
I don't think it'll be devastating for the players and the coaches, and perhaps, you know, obviously the fans probably more so, because they have to watch some of the poor results that have been getting picked up. But no, at one point they're just going to have to flush the system out, get the young guys in and just deal with it.
But as we've said over the course of the season, especially when it comes to the cup competitions, it's a one-off game, you know, anything can happen in a day, and, you know, Fort William, you know, might respond and get the win, and that could act as a springboard for their season. You know, we spoke about King Youssi, Gary touched on it there. You know, if they win on Saturday, it could act as a springboard and push them off and try and string a few results together in the Premier League.
They have the tools. I mean, it would be nice if they won it with the young boys, and then they could go into next season, much like Canisi have done this season, with bringing through the young fellas, give them their chance. I mean, Fort William can win this if they get the players in the right positions, and I think really testing the defence. A lot of their guys are carrying strains and injuries now. Would be looking for a game to really run them about, chase them all over the park. They could win this game, especially if Duncan gets his head on and picks up Ronald properly.
We spoke about Ronald being a massive threat, but is Duncan Rogers, do you see him being the key man, or is another key player in the Fort William side?
I think Duncan Rogers has kept Ronald to 2 or 3 clean sheets in the times he's played against him. So he's capable of it.
He's the main man for Fortwood this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The key battle.
That's if he plays against them.
Well, that's very true.
I'm not picking the team.
Very true indeed. Drew, two big heavyweights of the sport. As we've already billed it as the first kind of piece of silverware for the major teams to win. It's also a major chance for William and King UC, perhaps in a season with a lot of competition as well. So Saturday for the Spectator is going to be a classic. I hate to be the commentator's curse and kind of ruin it for everyone that's going on Saturday, but you know, it's billed as going to be a real kind of showdown.
Yeah, I hope there'll be plenty of goals. I don't know what the forecast. I think we maybe get some rain. I don't know. I hope not. It'd be good to have a nice dry day and see loads of goals. I mean, last season's final was fantastic. Kilmally and Canusie. If something like that would be brilliant.
The game, sorry, throw-ups at 2:30, the Juvenile Cup final and the Primary Schools Tulloch Trophy will both take place at 11:30 prior to the main final. Admission is £10 for adults, £5 for concessions, and under 12s get in free. That's a bargain in my book.
And there's a bar.
Well, there we go, even better. And plus, you can win a pair of free tickets to the McTavish Cup final. Just go to mfr.co.uk/McTavish and tell us who did King UC beat in last year's final. Drew just gave it away, so that's a small clue for you as well. The competition lines close at 5 p.m. and any entries after that will not be counted. So the McTavish Cup final is what we're all about this weekend, but there is still other shinty fixtures, of course, taking place up and down the country. In the Premier Division, Glenurquhart up against Newton Moore. Newton Moore have that game in hand against Glenurquhart, and there's a real chance for Newton Moore to pull away and get into second spot, but Glenurquhart, there's a chance to, if they win, go level with Newton Moore and King UC and Fort William.
Yeah, it's a good day to get Newton Moore. They'll be very, very confident. Glenurquhart are a tight team to beat, so it'll be interesting. Glenurquhart did win this season up there 1-0. Yeah, there's a lot of good shinny on this weekend. I know McTavish is getting the bill, but there's some cracking matches this weekend.
The other one in the Premier Division card this weekend is Inverary versus Kilmally, and across a number of weeks now we've touched on the relegation issue. Inverary, you know, close to the bottom there. They'll need to pull away, and they can go level on points with Kilmally on 8 if they beat them at the weekend as well. So, you know, massive incentives for a lot of sides at the weekend.
Yeah, I think Kilmally would be glad to come away with a draw there. That would just keep a little cushion against Inverary.
And also Kilmally, they could have their eye on Glenurquhart if they slip up as well. So it just kind of creates a little gap between the sides at the bottom, but also pulls another team back into the mire.
It's an incredible league this year. It's great.
Also in North Division 1 as well, Caberfae take on Kinloch Shiel, first versus third in North Division 1 as well. Like you say, Drew, there's some tremendous fixtures elsewhere, and Caberfae will be full of confidence after that excellent Ballymore Cup semi-final win last weekend over Bewley, and they've already beaten Kinloch Shiel in the Cup as well, the Ballymore Cup this season, and Kinloch Shiel unbeaten in North Division 1. And it should be an interesting one.
This should be a great game, actually. Carver, I'm really impressed with Carver's last week. Saw them last week. Good unit, good bunch of guys. Really deserved a win. Was surprised how easily they won the game, but they did win it quite comfortable in the end.
And Skye versus Strathglass is the other tie in North Division 1. North Division 2, Fort William welcome King UC. Kinloch Shiel take on Glengarry. Lovett are away to Kilmally. Glenurquhart travel to Newton Moore in North 3. Strathglass take on Lochcarron. Aberdeen Uni are up against Caberfae. Lochbroom travel to Ardnamurchan. And Bewley head for Lewis. In South Division 1, it's Ballyhoolish versus Tennant. Kilmory against Lochside Rovers. In South 2, Colglen welcome Strachur. Ballyhoolish take on Tayforth, and Inverary travel to Glasgow Midder Gael. In the Camara Cup, one tie, it's a replay, Lovett versus Glenorchy, and Lovett, after a 1-1 draw last time out, Lovett will fancy their chances to win the home tie.
No, they have to get themselves sorted out and just win this comfortably and then look at the next round. Don't worry about it till they've won the match.
And Glenorchy got a good result the last time out. That was a kind of first real positive result of the season, but obviously followed up with that loss to Fort William last weekend.
Yeah, but it's the Camara Cup again. There shouldn't be any easy games. Lovett are a good unit though, so I would expect Lovett to win that. But it'd be nice to see Glenorchy put up a good show.
King UC and Newton Moore progress to the Macaulay Cup last weekend. Kyle's Athletic welcome Bute, top of each division. It's Premier Division leaders versus South Division 1 leaders.
That would be an interesting tie, that, wouldn't it? Kyles and Bute both know each other very well, just across the water. Tough one. You know, I don't think Kyles will lose, but you just never know with Bute.
And the other tie in the Macaulay Cup is Oban Camarach versus Glasgow Midderkyle, who, if I'm wrong, I think they played each other quite recently in the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup. Of course, Oban Camarach come through that one to make the final, but a bit of revenge on the cards for GMA.
Oban won quite comfortably, so I wouldn't think there'd be too much hope for GMA there. It's at Oban as well, so a difficult game for GMA, and Oban will expect to win that.
And just finally, one more fixture in the Beloch Cup. It's Aberdour versus Kyles Athletic. Before we go, Drew, put your neck on the line and tell us who's going to win the McTavish Cup final this weekend.
If I was picking for Oyam's team, for Oyam would win, but I'm going to go for Canusie.
Canusie for the win. That's it for another edition of the MFR Shinty Show, the McTavish Cup final preview edition of the MFR Shinty Show. No show next week because we're off on holiday, not together.
Hooray!
I'm off on holiday, and so no edition next week. We're back on Wednesday the 29th for the next edition of the MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the shinty takes you.